ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः
गौराङ्गेरतुतिपदा जाधनसंपदा रङ्गेर Dutipada Jadana Sampada Gaurangera Dutipada Jadana Sampada Sejani bhakti rasa sara
Sejani bhakti rasa sara
Sejani bhakti rasa sara
Sejani
Marulila Jarkane Pravishila
Orangera Madulila
Gorangera Madulila Jarkane Pravishila Accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as his only asset, knows the true essence of devotional service. The heart of anyone who gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya immediately becomes cleansed of all material contamination. Jai Gauranga Nama Loi Thar Hoi Prima Doi
Jai Gauranga Nama Loi Thar Hoi Prima Doi
Jai Gauranga Nama Loi Thar Hoi Prima Doi Tare spure
Gauranga
gunite jure Nitya lila tare spure jana bhakti adhikari. Jana bhakti adhikari. Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead. I offer him all congratulations by saying, Bravo! If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane.
Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane.
Sejaya Vrajendra Sutta Pa. Jaya Vrajendra Sutta Pash. Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Cheba Jane Chintamani.
Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi.
Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Cheba Jane Chintamani.
Shri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Cheba
Jane Chintamani. Tar hoi Vrajendra Bhumi Ba. Braja Bhumi Bas. Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, in his next birth. If anyone understands that there is no difference between Gaura Mandala, the place in West Bengal, wherein Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, then he actually lives in Vrindavan. Gaura Prema Rasarnave Shetarange Jeva Dube.
Gaura Prema Rasarnave.
Gaura Prema Rasarnave Shetarange Jeva Dube.
Gaura Prema Rasarnave Shetarange Jeva Dube.
Sheradha Madhava Antara. Bhavane te take Thakuranga bole dake.
Bhavane te take
bhavane tatake hagoranga bole dake Anyone who takes pleasure in sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. It does not matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether he is actually a householder. If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. Narottam Das Thakur aspires for his association. Hey Baba Nite Take Hakuranga Bole Dake Hey Baba Nite Take Hakuranga Bole Dake Hey Baba Nite Take Hakuranga Bole Dake Gorani Tai Gorani Tai Gorani Tai Jaya This song has become very important to me because it's particularly pointing to the way in which we advance to the ultimate goal of devotional service. There's
a clear path that is given in the Shastra. And if we look around the river here today or anywhere else in the world, we'll find that there's an arrangement in nature to take care of every living entity and every natural process has some system to it. That's why it's called a process. And there's this sense that we get from the Sri Shapanishad, Om Purnam Badak Purnamidan, that everything is going on by the perfect will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as we discussed recently, all forms of incompleteness are due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. Incomplete. There should be some confidence. Those who are intelligent look around the world and see for themselves that everyone's being taken care of. At least we see for all the animals they're being fed. Even Lord Jesus Christ said, just observe in the field how the birds are naturally taken care of, and then you can understand how you'll also be taken care of by the Supreme Father. So, in a similar way, there's a clear explanation of how to advance towards the goal of life. It's not a matter of speculation, but Krishna also provides that through the disciplic succession and also through the scriptures. And that is the purpose of human life, to find that path, to inquire about it, and then to use all of one's God-given intelligence to understand it properly. And as I mentioned just a second ago, that's one of the reasons I came upon this song. I've heard it before. I heard Prabhupada sing it. But then I started noticing what it meant. And I deeply appreciated the song because of the fact that it points to the answer of how we come to the perfectional stage of the kind of bhakti that we're practicing. We hear in a summary form in the Upadeshamrita about the process, given in one verse that Rupa Goswami said is the essence of all advice, Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Karmena Rasanam Manasiniyoja Tishtan Vraje Tananu Ragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akilimbitu Padesha Sarum. And that is that if one wholeheartedly and with full attention attends to the process of hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam especially, then naturally the result will be that one will become attached to that katha. Or more particularly, one will become attached to the way in which a particular kind of devotee in Vrindavan, in Vraj, is performing devotional service. Prabhupada mentions this in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the fourth chapter, 34th verse, in which he says, in the second to the last paragraph, that as one hears, then one will develop a natural attraction for hearing a specific kind of katha. And this, he said, is an indication of one's natural inclination to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the paragraph before that, he says that our evolution from animals to humans has to do with an ever-increasing quotient of our, what he calls, appreciating capacity. And that becomes more and more refined through the process of hearing. So in this song by Narottam Das Thakur, he explains how by entering into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, especially and very practically by following the footsteps of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, of their instructions and also their mode of worship, which was to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya used to go on door-to-door book distribution. They went to bus stations. And they went out and they met people and they begged them to take Krishna consciousness. And it's apt to do that in order to advance in devotional service, according to the song we just sang, by diving into the ocean of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, which includes coming to the Dham and hearing and chanting about his pastimes, and also enacting the same kinds of pastimes by engaging our senses in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by spreading the Sankirtan movement, actively preaching. Then one comes out on the beach of the shore of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And there's two aspects I noticed that I wanted to bring out a few samples of related to the Dandabhanga pastime. Because there's always a tension in Chaitanya Lila between the rules and regulations and the spontaneous devotion that the devotees are feeling. This is the secret to any good television show, in case you didn't know that. There's a kind of tension that they try to build in the story, or any good story that's told. There always has to be a tension. So there's a tension in this story that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is complaining. He becomes angry at Lord Nityananda. But he is Lord Nityananda. And in Nityanandashtakam, it's mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda gaze into one another's eyes, they're looking at, I mean, there's only one, but they divide themselves. The Lord expands himself. So, however, of course, Lord Nityananda, in the form of Balaram, is supporting the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as much as Lord Balaram expands himself into the slippers, into the Brahmin's thread, into the throne, into the whole spiritual world, so that Krishna has, there's a framework there that Krishna can perform his pastimes. That's his service. Nityananda acts as the spiritual master, and we dare say he also manifests himself as the danda that is broken, because that's his job. That's what he does. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this pastime is angry, but he's actually happy, which is an interesting state to be in. And this is a state we see again and again. So I noticed a few other places. One, and there are many, many more, but one is in the pastime of cleansing the Gundicha temple. There is a Bengali Vaishnav who goes unnamed except for your Bengali Vaishnav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refers to him as, when he's speaking to Srila Swarup Damodar, meaning that the Bengali Vaishnavs all are under Swarup Damodar. So while cleansing the temple of Gundicha, there's a Bengali Vaishnav, and there's pots going every direction. Mahaprabhu is engaging in cleaning more than anybody else. Everybody's busy. You've all done Maha cleanups before. This was the Maha cleanup of all Maha cleanups. And as they're doing that and pouring water every direction, this Bengali Vaishnav came and poured water on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then drank the water. And in this incident, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed it, externally, he became very unhappy and disturbed with the Bengali Vaishnav. Internally, Kaviraj Goswami says he was pleased. And on the external point, he asked Swarup Damodar, what's with your Bengali Vaishnav? And Swarup Damodar took him by the scruff of the neck and ejected him from the temple. You're out. But Mahaprabhu was pleased with this because there's this juxtaposition of the external and the internal that's going on. Again, it happened in the pastime with Kalidas, who had a goal in life, and that was to take the remnants of every Vaishnav in Bengal. That was his occupation in life. He went everywhere. He would bring prasadam or bhoga, and he would give it to the Vaishnavs, and then he would ask them for the remnants. He also would beg for their foot dust. Of course, none of them would give. But then he would, by tricks, take it anyway. For instance, when he went to the house of Jadu Thakur, he brought some nice mangoes. And he came in and offered his obeisances to Jadu Thakur and his wife. And they had some nice discussions. He gave the mangoes. And Kalidas then said, I'll wait. If you'll please honor these, and I will take your remnants. And Jadu Thakur said, you are a great exalted personality. I am the most fallen type of person in the world. I couldn't possibly think of giving remnants. Then Kalidas asked, may I please have your foot dust? And the answer was the same. So Kalidas went outside, and he hid near the ditch where, at that time, everything would be thrown from the house. Of course, there was no plastic at that time. There were only clay and organic things that would be thrown. Even when we used to come to India in the 70s, there was no garbage. Can you imagine India without any garbage, kids? There was no garbage because everything was clay pots or leaf plates, and it would be thrown in a big pit, and the cows would... And other animals would come over and devour what was left. And the rest would disintegrate within a few days. And there was no garbage whatsoever. So it was like that A very idyllic scene. You can see what everything used to look like out here. There's only one plate stuck down there that's really bothering me. But anyway, styrofoam plate. It can ruin, one plate can ruin the whole scene. What to speak of 1 million plates in every city. So Jadu Thakur was waiting. Kalidas was waiting outside. Jadu Thakur offered those mangoes within his mind to the Supreme Lord. And then he ate them. And he sucked on the pits. And his wife also enjoyed them. And then she took them outside and threw them into the ditch. And Kalidas came out. And he sucked on those remnants because they were taken by a great Vaishnava, Jadu Thakur. And he felt great happiness. And this way he went all over Bengal just to get the remnants of the devotees. So one day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the place, at the Simandwar where you wash your feet before you go into the Jagannath temple, and he had given an order that nobody should take his foot water, Kalidas stood behind Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as Mahaprabhu bathed his feet before going to the temple, Kalidas reached out his palm, and once, twice, three times he took the water. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then turned around and said, "Enough! I've given you my mercy as much as possible." Apparently stern and a little bit annoyed, but internally, Kaviraj Goswami says again, extremely happy. And he says that, Kaviraj Goswami says that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew the faith of Kalidas in Vaishnavas, and especially, he goes on to say, there's three most powerful substances. The dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, the remnants of their food, and the water that's washed their feet. He said these three substances can instill love for God in your heart. So because he knew that Kalidas had so much faith, he allowed him to take that. And he broke the rules, just slightly. And then we find a third case where Gadadhar Pandit, who was a Kshetra Sannyasi, which means it's another kind of sannyas, which means that you dedicate yourself to staying in one place to serve the deity and the Dham. And you won't leave that place. You just stay there and serve. And so he had made a vow as a Kshetra Sannyasi to stay and worship Tota Gopinath. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Vrindavan, which took him 2 years because the devotees kept tricking him to keep him back because they feared separation from him. But finally he said, you've held me back for 2 years and now I want to go to Vrindavan. So they said, okay, this time just wait till after the rainy season and then there's a clear path you can go. So he actually left this time. And Gadadhar Pandit began to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of the Dham, even though he had a strict vow that was ratified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in one place. And so Mahaprabhu turned around and told him, he said, you can't break this Kshetra Sannyas vow that you've taken. And Gadadhar Pandit said, don't worry, I'm not going with you. It won't be on your head. I'm going alone. So although Mahaprabhu was going towards Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit went separately. But when they met in Bhubaneswar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Gadadhar Pandit, who came into his presence. He said, enough of this. Enough. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was now showing anger. He said, you've definitely broken your Kshetra Sannyas, you've gone away, but now I tell you, you have to go back. You have to go back. And Gadadhar Pandit had to follow this order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned and left, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then helped to commiserate with Gadadhar Pandit. Both of them were shattered when Mahaprabhu left. In fact, Gadadhar Pandit fainted on the spot. And Sarvabhauma took him back to Puri. But in this case as well, Kaviraj Goswami mentions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Gadadhar Pandit, and internally he appreciated the love and attachment of Gadadhar Pandit, but externally he held the etiquette, the line, you have to follow your vow, you have to go back, you can't do this. So in this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam about how Lord Krishna broke his vow for Bhishmadev, that although he had made a stern vow before the Battle of Kurukshetra that I won't take up any weapon at all, Bhishmadev then, during the battles, the night before, had made a vow that I'm going to make Krishna break his vow. And he fought so vehemently the next day that Arjuna would have died unless Krishna had taken action. So Krishna, to please his devotee, he broke his own vow. And he picked up a wagon wheel and as a weapon and charged towards Bhishmadev. And so this is the tension that goes on between the Lord and his devotees and the external rules and regulations. So how does that relate to our advancement in devotional service? Oftentimes there's a misunderstanding about the process of spontaneous devotional service. The ragatmika bhakti of Vrindavan is our ideal, that completely spontaneous, beyond the rules and regulations of Vaidhi bhakti. However, there's clear direction within the Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, describing how even as one advances towards spontaneous devotional service, one goes on externally following all the rules and regulations very carefully. And this is compared to a fruit. It has an outside skin covering, just like an avocado, the best of all fruits. It has the perfect wrapper on the outside. And that wrapper is just like the strict rules and regulations. If you try to take that off before the fruit is ripe, you'll spoil the whole fruit. But when it's ripe, it can come off unnaturally. So there's a correlation in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this idea of practicing devotional service very strictly through the directions of the Goswamis, and that how one becomes mature by following these regulations. Prabhupada gives the example that just as when one's learning to type, at first one follows the typing book and goes very slowly and very methodically, and later on it becomes a second nature. One doesn't even have to think about it. He gives such simple examples for the advancement in devotional service, is even spontaneous devotional service he's describing. So this is a lesson also for us, the ways in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Acharya Leela showed us how to very carefully maintain the etiquette. And at the same time, one can understand how Mahaprabhu is especially, or one could say, only really pleased by the pure loving sentiment of his devotees as they try to please him spontaneously in their service. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Dandabhanga nadi ki jai, Gopremanande hari hari bo.
Marman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, hey! Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.